This podcast covers all things health, your body, your brain, and your well-being. Each week, we'll be joined by doctors, as well as the occasional guest, to talk about the health topics that mean the most to you.
So today, we're going to talk about something that isn't going to sound very sexy, but you need to manage your blood sugar, period. Okay, I'm morphing more into doing a little bit more education on blood sugar because over this past year, there's so many of the cases just that came in here were their success just hung on the ability of us to get their blood sugar correct. And people would commonly say, well, I don't have a blood sugar problem. And I'll say, well, you filled out my assessment form and there's 16 symptoms on there that would indicate that you have a blood sugar problem if you mark them down and you have all of them. So then the next retort from the patient is usually, but my blood tests are normal, kind of like the Hashimoto's thing. And I'm telling you, that is so common. I've found that when I get patients from other practitioners, alternative practitioners and functional medicine practitioners, the first thing I look at now is the blood sugar because it's just not really emphasized the way that it should be. Why is it important? First of all, blood sugar is used by every single cell in your body. We did a Back to Basics of Functional Medicine. I did do a segment on blood sugar. I think this one's going to sound a little different than that one. But in the end, in that segment, we talked about how blood sugar is foundational to everything. All right. Every cell in your body needs proper balance of blood sugar. Every single cell in your body has insulin receptors so that sugar can get in there. And sugar works with the mitochondria, these little energy mechanisms in your cells to create energy. Okay, too much blood sugar is not good. Too little blood sugar is not good. Hyperglycemia, hypoglycemia. Well, I don't have hypoglycemia. The vast majority of patients who come in here have hypoglycemia, but their numbers are normal. You look at that, and so this goes back to the functional medicine model has different ranges, but even within the functional medicine ranges, a lot of times the lab tests are normal. While this person is sitting there, if I don't eat, I get irritable, shaky, I'm gonna choke my wife or my husband, I get agitated, I get anxiety, I crave sweets, you cannot even begin to go into all of the things that physiologically are affected by that. For example, your thyroid hormones can't convert properly into active thyroid hormones. In other words, you got a perfectly normal thyroid, and yet if your blood sugar is off, your thyroid hormones may not be converting into the proper form to actually activate your energy in your cells. If your blood sugar is fluctuating all over the place, you may not be able to make the proper neurons in your brain to be happy, to be motivated. If you don't have them, you may have anxiety. You may have even as much as panic attacks. So the blood sugar is incredibly important. I think the thing that I'm wanting to say today is most of you have normal blood sugar tests. People come in here, like 70% of people come in here, that blood sugar abnormality is a big part of their symptom picture that they're coming in here for, whether it's Hashimoto's or another autoimmune disease or a gut problem. No one's even talked to them about it because the blood tests were normal. And so there's like seven different levels of blood sugar abnormalities. For a medical doctor to tell you that you have hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, I mean, you have to be practically dead. I mean, it's supposed to be the number is less than 60 or 50, depending on who you're looking at. By that time, your blood sugars are so low, your brain's not getting any oxygen from your blood sugar. Your brain's not getting any blood sugar. Your muscles aren't getting any blood sugar, and your cells aren't getting any blood sugar, and you're passing out, and you're getting lightheaded, and you don't feel good, and all that. Kind of like a diabetic who hasn't taken their insulin, okay? And so that's hypoglycemia. They'll diagnose you with low blood sugar if you come in like that, okay? But the vast majority of you, it's not like that. the vast majority of you, again, if I eat, I feel better because my blood sugar comes up. If I don't eat for long periods of time, I get irritable, I get shaky, I get nasty, I get tremors, maybe I get blurred vision. there's a number of things that happen when you got low blood sugar that you never connect to your blood sugar. And so the doctors, maybe they run a blood sugar, maybe they don't. If they run a blood sugar, they go, it's normal. Well, here's the problem. You may not have enough damage to the receptor sites in your cells to be able to register as low blood sugar on your test. And that's not a theory. I mean, that's a fact. Some of the things that I've read have said that it may take as much as 7 years for you to show up for low blood sugar and or the next sugar problem up the line, which is insulin resistance. And here, just to drive you crazy, if you have insulin resistance, which you might call prediabetes, insulin resistance, if you have some other things, you might call it metabolic syndrome, okay? It'll take even longer for the damage to be done for that to show up. So now you have metabolic syndrome, you're overweight, your blood pressure's high, you eat and you fall asleep afterwards, you just crave sugar all the time, you can't lose weight, you're urinating all the time, and they do your blood sugar, and oh, you're fine. Or even better, they might say, well, you're not diabetic type 2 yet, so we'll just wait until you get to be diabetic and then we'll take care of it. In the meantime, you're having all this damage from being either pre-diabetic or low blood sugar, which we call functional hypoglycemia. You're not dying because you're below 60, but you have low blood sugar. And every time you don't eat for hours or you don't feel like eating first thing in the morning because your blood sugar is in the toilet and it's setting off a stress response and it makes you nauseous, this is damaging tissues. For those of you who watch my Hashimoto's stuff, This is creating inflammatory responses against your thyroid. So the blood sugar is huge. And to make it even better, okay, if you have low blood sugar and if you have high blood sugar, not metabolic syndrome, not diabetes type 2, pre-diabetes, low blood sugar, pre-diabetes, they bang back and forth. So then you get symptoms of both. You get symptoms of I don't eat and I get irritable and shaky. I eat and then I fall asleep right afterwards. You get a lot of symptoms of that are very confusing. And so you could have all of those blood sugar symptoms, take the test and not have it show up. Now there is a test that you can run. It's a 3-hour test and you take a person's blood sugar levels and insulin levels over a period of 3 hours. And usually at the end of 2 or 3 hours, that person whose lab tests were normal but has all the symptoms will show up, whether it's high or as low. Is that helpful? Yeah. It's very helpful to me because it helps me to lean my supplementation or my recommendations or my dietary lifestyle recommendations to one or the other. And so, but I cannot emphasize blood sugar enough. It's like you have to follow the fuel. If the person doesn't have oxygen getting to their cells, if a person doesn't have blood sugar getting to their cells, you're gonna have a hard time for that person to get well of anything because they're not getting enough energy in their cells to really create enough of a response to a healing response so that they can respond to whatever, dietary changes or supplementation or lifestyle changes or any of those types of things. So I could go on for blood sugar for a long time. It is so huge. And yet most people have no idea that some of these profound symptoms that they're experiencing, inability to lose weight. Yeah, it could be thyroid. But let me tell you, a lot of times it's that pre-diabetic who's been told you're okay, or you don't have pre-diabetes, or you got pre-diabetes, let's wait until you're diabetic, we'll wait for that. That will stop you. That will stop you from losing weight. And so, and there's so many of those instances. So managing your blood sugar is huge. There's a lot of good stuff online as far as general things to do for it. But really, at some point, you need to figure out either symptom-wise or by testing, do I have real low blood sugar? Do I have functional hypoglycemia? Do I have insulin resistance, prediabetes, metabolic syndrome, diabetes type 2, or diabetes type 1? That's blood sugar. It's blood sugar. It's not just like, no, I don't have diabetes, my blood sugar is okay. Okay. It's way more than that. And believe me, in dealing with autoimmunity, Hashimoto's, all the things, weight loss, all these types of things, you better know your blood sugar and you better be addressing if it's not right, or a lot of things you're trying are going to fail.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.